You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Find me in your mercy, Lord. Align me till I'm wholly yours. In all the hidden places.
Do you know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16-17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Thank you.
Praise God. Good morning and welcome to Hidden Places. I guess the word today is redeeming love, your theme. Have you been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Without the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sins. There is no way to get to the Father except through Jesus Christ and through the blood that he shed for each and every one of us. This song's been in my heart for a couple of days now, and so I believe the Lord wants to speak about salvation, and we really need to be aware of those that don't know Jesus. There are those even in the church, and I guess that's, you know, my heart is for the church in these hours. You know, I've been following the Lord for a long time, and I had, you know, different things where the Lord would have my attention, but right now, he has my attention on the church. And for those who are in the church that maybe you received Jesus a long time ago, but you never went any further, you never did anything with what, you know, his redemption. And he's calling up his people. He's calling each one of us in this hour to rise up to the place that he has for us. We, you know, all of us have been through things. We're up and down and around about and every other way, but he's calling us forth into purpose. All of us, each one of us, is being called into our purpose for this hour. He put us on the earth for this time.
Amen.
And, you know, we always want things to be different than they are. Mm. We always want to be either back in the Bible days or we want to already be in heaven after the rapture. But how about today? How about today with, you know, that relationship with him? How about spending the time with him? How about listening and hearing from him? We've been talking about this for months now, you know, about getting, developing that relationship with Jesus. And it's not just like another thing to do, another aspect of your Christian walk. It should be the primary focus of our Christian walk. Amen. Is to be with God and to spend our time with him.
Amen.
And allow him to reshape us, reform us, and redevelop us into those vessels of honor that he can use. And I just encourage you, if you've been away from the Lord, you're lacking in zeal, you're tired, you're just tired of all the stuff going on, you're tired of hypocrites, you're tired of this and that, and things going on in the world, and you know, a lot of times you just want to check out. Mm. You just want to check out, you know, the old movie, Stop the World, I want to get off. And we all feel like that, and especially now as we, you know, we're in these turbulent times. And I'm pretty sure that things are not going to get better. I'm sure that things are going to continue to spiral out of control. But when we have Jesus, when we have the Holy Ghost, when we have that relationship with God, then we live above all of the chaos. Because, you know, when our trust is in him, then, we see what's going on, but we still have peace in our hearts. We can still go day to day knowing that he's with us and that he is protecting us and he's watching over us. But I just encourage you today to, you know, visit again when you received Jesus years ago. Maybe it was 5 years ago, maybe 15 or 20 or even 30 years ago. When you asked Jesus to come into your life, and maybe you haven't really surrendered everything. You know, I know that myself, you know, you just kind of do peace work as you go along. Okay, God, I'll give you this, I'll give you this. And then we continue in our own way. But he wants all of it. He wants all of us, every single bit of us. And for us to lay down our lives for him so that he can use us to bring salvation in the earth. Mm-hmm. to bring others into the kingdom that have never heard about him.
Amen.
There's people in this country that never have even heard the name of Jesus. It's unbelievable that we would think that there are people that don't know Jesus. And, you know, even in our own Christian lives, you know, of course, we judge everything by what we, how we process. But we have to see things from his perspective and yield our hearts to him each and every day. We can't live in the future and we can't live in the past. We can only live this very day. So the question today is, have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? Have you been to him for the cleansing power? You know, this other hymn, Are You Washed in the Blood? And this is from 1878. Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? And will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. And that fountain is the blood of Jesus, that blood of Jesus that was paid once for all. It's there for the taking. And it's there for the living. It's there to receive that cleansing every single day. Let your robes be washed in his blood. Let your heart, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, let the blood of Jesus cover everything. And I dare say that the blood of Jesus is our only protection. Our only protection against the accuser. Our only protection. Read about the blood of Jesus and let him wash you and cleanse you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Introduce us.
Oh, okay.
Can so I share something about that?
Yeah, give me a second. So I'm... As Cynthia pointed out, I'm not here by myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so I want to welcome Pam today. Pam was able to make it up.
Yay!
And Annette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Morning. And Cynthia West.
Yay! Glory to God.
And Deanne had to work today, so I hope she is able to tune in and listen. So praise God.
Amen.
Who's next? Go ahead, Pam.
When you were praying and saying all those beautiful things, Karen, I was having this vision. And it was Jesus in front of me holding my hands, and I was facing him, and the music was playing, and we were kind of moving and swaying to the music while he was piercing my eyes, and the tears came, and the tears came in his eyes too. And I just knew that what I was supposed to say today is that take everything that you've heard or will hear in a deeply personal way. I want you to use your imagination that Jesus is standing before you, holding your hand, looking at you, and he's never not been looking at you. You just haven't been looking at him. And I just pray that you will feel the piercing love in an individually personalized way of really hearing him, meeting him, knowing him, and wanting to receive him. It's sometimes when we talk about it, it sounds like we're just going to become part of a group or a church and have a new label and hold our head high as we carry that label, when it's really nothing more than just standing there dancing with the Lord and knowing him and having his love pierce and just fill you to overflowing, not just with his love, but with his purpose in you. And you find new life and new realization and new abilities that you never knew even existed, because until the Holy Spirit comes in and gives life to those things, you just haven't used them or discovered them. But Jesus loves you in a deeply personal way. So again, I just want to stress and emphasize, and I know this is the Lord, he wants you to hear this personally, as if nobody else is hearing it. It's from him to you and you alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen, amen, amen. You know, Lord. One of something that comes to mind for me is when people, you know, you think, okay, you'll be surprised who is and isn't in heaven when you get there, you know, because people sit in church all their lives. They go to church religiously, but they've just sat there. They've heard about Jesus. They've read the book. They've heard about him, but they've not accepted him as their Lord and Savior. So we're not going to be, it's not going to be, well, did you go to church every Sunday, every morning, every evening, and did you go to Bible study? You know, it's going to, that's what the Bible says. It's not going to be that. It's going to be, did you accept my son, Jesus? And that is the crux of, you know, of being a Christian. You can people hear about him, and that they'll say, and they say, well, no. And then you say, I depart from me. I never knew you. And it'll be, well, I was in the choir, and I was on the board, and I was there every Sunday. But did you accept my son, Jesus? It's the one question that has echoed within me all these years, you know, for people who haven't been led to accept Jesus. You know, they've been preaching. They've heard the preaching. They can quote it backwards and forwards, but they haven't accepted Jesus. So, you know, that for me, that's the starting point. Because that's when I read that scripture. But I never knew you. I wanted to know what I needed to know, that he would know me. You know, what did I have to do to make sure that when I stand before Jesus, he knows me. Mm-hmm. And that's my desire. Strong desire, please, Lord. You know, it's me, me. Mm-hmm. Know me, not just in the searching, cleaning out way, and knowing me inside out and making sure I'm clean. I need to know that he knows me as his child, and that he is my Savior. He is my Lord, and it that has to be, and. It's such a wide subject, because that takes us into the good news. That's why Jesus came, to give the good news, you know, of himself, why he came and what it does for us. So there is such a lot of things, you know, that to go through after that. But for me, it all hangs on that one scripture, you know, when he said, depart from me, I never knew you. And that they will turn around and say, but we were at church every Sunday, you know. I went, oh my goodness. That for me was that moment of realization. So
oh gosh, it's just taking me to that time where that beggar, that homeless, that person that was just laying there as the crowds would pass him by near the gate called Beautiful. And that was a salvation moment for that man. You know, where even those that were busy following Jesus, right, were passing him by, yet Jesus heard his voice. Such a nameless person, right? A person that wasn't doing anything for him. And only received from what was being said, just like someone in the pew, just hearing what someone else is saying, and how Jesus noticed him. Jesus took notice of that man. And, you know, and he said, you know, I see you. I hear you. And I'm going to heal your eyes so that you can see me, you know.
Amen.
And give you not only physical sight, but, you know, spiritual sight to see me. And so, you know, we're talking to that person that's sitting in the pew. We're talking to that person that's outside of the church walls. just like that man, mm-hmm. that beggar out in the street. Like he sees you. Mm-hmm. He's just waiting for you to call him, because that beggar did call him. That's mm-hmm. the only way that Jesus heard him. Mm-hmm. He said, "Is that Jesus? Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the one that I've been hearing about, the Jesus of Nazareth? Like, he's passing me by." It's like even though he was blind, he could feel mm-hmm. that Jesus was passing him by. And he says, "Don't pass me by," just like today. Mm-hmm. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Mm-hmm. He's going by you right now in this very moment, mm. and he sees you, mm. and he wants to go to you, and he wants to open your eyes, mm-hmm. and he wants you to know him, and deep down inside, you want to be known by him. Mm-hmm. You want to be known by him. Doesn't matter who else we're known by.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's the magnitude of the gospel. That's the beauty of the gospel. Like you said, it makes you cry out. When you hear it, you did that for me? That's what happened?
Yeah.
I am, my sins are washed away. I am clean, you know, I am. And that is where, you know, Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit that reveals that to you individually. That's why it's an individual thing that Pam said Jesus is coming to us individually, you know, and it's not just for those who do, like you said, do sit in the church pews. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody when they hear the good news,
mm-hmm.
the good news, to say, "Oh, I want that. I want that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Jesus." I mean, there is no set way mm-hmm. to accept,
mm-hmm.
but in your heart, when the Holy Spirit, you know, brings that revelation to you, because mm-hmm. he's the only one who can, and that joy, that heat, that warmth, that love, that hunger says, "Oh, it was for me.
Yes,
me. You did that for me.
Yes,
in the state that I was in.
Yeah,
you did that for me.
Exactly.
And that's where, you know, the Holy Spirit does his job.
Yeah.
Of that's your acceptance. When you've accepted that it happened for you personally,
mm-hmm.
then you know mm-hmm. who Jesus is, and you have accepted him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, as well, they say, you don't know who's going to be in heaven and who isn't. Who has really? Mm-hmm. It's all between you and Father
mm-hmm.
who really know whether you've accepted Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We can play church.
Yeah.
And we look good at it.
Yeah.
Nope. But, you know, only Holy Spirit and Father know.
Yeah.
Have you truly accepted my son?
Yeah.
And that's the joy, that revelation that makes us go, whoa, and we're gone. We're lost. We're gone. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. That is the joy. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of the cross and everything that Jesus did.
Yeah.
And you know, that is why we need to hear. The gospel is called good news. It's good. It's mm-hmm. good. And that's the good that stands against evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing, you know, that stands against the evil. It's the good news that he shed his blood. His blood was shed to pay the price. That is the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's the beauty of the blood of Jesus. And it's hard to, it's like we say, oh, his suffering, the beauty of his suffering. Oh, you can't say that unless you know what that suffering did, what his blood did for you individually and mm-hmm. personally. And that's the beauty of it, knowing I'm covered in the blood of mm-hmm. Jesus. As Karen said, I'm soaked, I'm saturated in the blood of Jesus. It's my protection. It's my salvation.
Yeah.
It's my redemption.
Yeah.
My victory.
And he opens your eyes to where you're at, like the slum that you're in.
Oh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think about my own saving moments, and I say saving in a verb tense, because it was like every moment I see the life without him were saving moments bit by bit. And just like that man, I guess that's why I just feel such a burning inside me right now, because it was a saving moment to get me out of complete darkness and ignorance and deception. And I mean, he's just taking me back. When Karen started in the beginning, like, can we recount how many times he made himself known to us? How many times he called us? How many times he made a way out of temptation? What he's done for our, all of us. And then the goodness of God removes all that smoke, all the smell of it, just the dust from it, the stains from it. That's why he's saying, he says, let me wash you clean. Let me clothe you in that white robe. Let me remove all the spots, all the blemishes. He even says, iron out all the wrinkles. There's something to that. And and I believe I've been in that whole process my whole life. I mean, I'm going to be 50 in September. And I feel like when I met him at 24, I feel like it's just been saving, you know, like saving. Yes, he saved me, but saving moments of him just, you know, and he's not done with me. And I'm so excited that I'm going to be better, and I'm going to be even more different. And, because of him, because he makes me like him, like, and that's all we want, right? We want to look like Jesus. We don't like, well, I don't want to look like Nanette. I'm done looking like Nanette. I really want.
Yesterday I was in my prayer time at some point, like I saw a knife and the knife was digging some like crusty stuff. You know, like you would see, you know, when they clean the barnacles off of the bottom of the boat. But it was like the Lord was just showing that he just gently comes along and he scrapes off the stuff. You know, we become crusty and old and grumbly, even though we know him. If our hearts become hardened against him, and we don't continue on to try to grow and to allow him to move in our lives, then, you know, those barnacles start to grow. And then, so when he comes to take him off, it's going to be a little painful. But he still does it quite gently.
But when he's done smoothing it out, that boat sure looks beautiful. Good.
That's right. and that particular thing is done. But yeah, he's calling all of us to himself in a deeper way. Amen. And like Nanette's talking about is sanctification, you know, and that's a work of the Holy Spirit. And he will work it as we're surrendering. I mean, he'll do it when we're not surrendering, but, you know, we could make, sometimes I think we can make the process easier if we, if we will just yield.
Oh, please.
And, you know, after time, you know, you do kind of, okay, you know, you give in because it does become painful when you don't give in. And, you know, maybe a lot of the pain you're experiencing right now is because you're not turned to him. You know, you continue to do things in your own way. I can attest to that. I'm like the chief doing it my own way person. And, you know, but I'm beginning to see, you know, the error of my ways.
That's right.
You know, because it does, it becomes very painful and things just don't work when you want to do it your own way. I read a devotional the other day from somebody that in part says that, yes, we're walking on the path with Jesus and we're walking beside him and we're telling him, you know, okay, we want to do this and we want to do that. So we're not really like surrendered. You know, we'll walk with him, but we still want him to do it our way. And he's saying, not going to work. So this is the day to surrender. And we're going to surrender to a break right now. So we will be back in just a minute.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
All right, we are back. We're back, and my understanding is that we have Todd calling in, and let me get him set up here. Todd, can you hear me? Todd.
He's here.
Todd.
Can you speak, Todd. Can you hear Karen?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Todd.
Okay, there we go. Y'all were talking about the love of God and how he takes care of things that I didn't even know about. When I got saved, I still kept doing some of the things, sitting in the pew, going to church religiously, doing things that I thought was correct, but I never learned how to love. Mm. I never had a father. My mom was absent. And I had to go to prison to find this out.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. Mm. But he sent people in my path. And one day I was sitting in prison, and a guy came in, and two of them, locally here from Stewart and Palm City, come into the local jail and said, "Do you never want to send that seat again?" I said, "Yeah. Count me in." So I went, did my time, came back out, still studying, still sat the pew. But I couldn't fathom how to love.
Mm-hmm.
And over, they gave me jobs, they helped me out, they put me to work, they clothed me, fed me, helped me find housing. Again, slowly but surely, he kept showing me that his love just surpasses anything I could ever fathom.
Amen.
And I didn't know, but, I mean, it's been 18 years now, and I'm still learning.
Mm.
But I learned to love through them.
Amen.
That God has so much for us. We just have to find out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are showing me every week, every month. I just want to let somebody know that it's true. God's not done with you.
Praise God. Oh,
and you can do all religious. You can be dedicated. But if you don't love somebody, and especially yourself, it's nothing.
Mm. Amen, amen, Tom.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Todd, thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much.
And like I said, I've learned over and over. And it's just amazing.
Amen.
Cynthia, thank you for all your encouragement. Same with Karen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. All right, Todd, thanks so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, and were we not just talking last week, Cynthia?
Yes. Yes.
You know, where we had heard the story of the gentleman that had died and gone to heaven.
Yes.
And he was in the line of people that were standing in front of Jesus. Mm. And as each person stood in front of Jesus, he would either wave them in or wave them to the side. Mm. So this one got up there to Jesus, and the only thing Jesus said to him, did you learn how to love? Because without love, then what do we have? We're just clanging cymbals.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And a lot of clanging cymbals.
And I'm just so thankful that Todd was so humble to call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really to say it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know for a fact that the Lord used him just now
mm-hmm.
for many others,
mm-hmm.
men,
mm-hmm.
women, anyone who's listening.
Pray it in. I think this is the point. Pray it. Okay. Pray that in.
So, Father God, you know every single person who is listening today, who turned on the radio, and it just tuned in and had no idea that you were going to meet them, had no idea that today will be the day of salvation, that today would be the day that we would have to face ourselves, that the day will be the day that we would have to make a decision that's costly, but it's worth it all. And so, Lord, I pray for every single person. I know that you're tenderizing their hearts.
Oh.
Right now, you're removing that heart of stone.
Yes, Lord.
And you're making it a heart of flesh. Mm. And you're putting your words in it.
Mm.
And you'll put your spirit in it for those who want it, for those who need it.
Mm.
Lord, you hear their cries, you see them in the shadows. You see them in that place, and Lord, your right hand, I know, is pulling them out. Just say yes to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, I want to know you, Jesus. Make yourself known to me. Jesus, come in my heart. Jesus, make me clean.
Yes.
Jesus, forgive me for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, take me out of this darkness. Make me new.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to love those around me like you love. Help me to see them the way you see them. And help me to see myself the way you see me.
Mm.
And so, Lord, I ask that today be the day of salvation. Today will be the day that you invite the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in you.
Mm.
And today will mark a day just for you to be new and start. New and start all over and receive the life that he died for. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bring them in.
I'd like to share something about everything that's been said because it's just beautiful, and I know people are really receiving it, and I can feel it in my spirit. But I want to take it back a step because the ingredient that starts the whole issue is a decision to believe. Most people live, yes, I believe, no, I don't, you know, doubt comes, faith comes, but without faith, it's impossible to please God, but faith is a decision, and whether, no matter where you are, if you've never heard the gospel before, you've never heard any of these beautiful things of what the Lord does to change a life, you can make a decision without any information, without knowing anything, yes, Lord, I choose to believe in you. And I say that emphatically because that's how I got saved. I didn't know anything about the true gospel. Somebody gave me a book, and I was reading it. I happened to have a scripture in the book, and I was reading it, and I was all alone in my house. And it said, for by grace you are saved through faith. And even that's not of yourselves. It's the free gift of God, not the result of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
So I said, wow, I'm going to believe that. I made a decision. I'm going to believe that. It's contrary to everything I had been taught. But it's something resonated within me. So I prayed the prayer all by myself. I closed the book, and I got up, and I went and started cleaning my kitchen. And I didn't know that this big change had happened in me. But see, God takes you where you are, mm-hmm. wherever you are, whether you, no matter whatever you've done, He loves you. He knows everything about you. And go back to the beginning of the program. He's holding your hands. He's looking you in the face, trying so hard mm-hmm. to reveal His presence and His love to you. It's a decision to believe. Mm. So you say, yes, I receive you, Lord. I don't know anything about you. I don't know what to do. Mm. I don't know where to go. Mm. But I decided I am going to follow you. I am going to receive you. Come into my life. Wash away my sins, as they've shared beautifully today. But decide that you are going to believe that, because without experience, you tend to go backwards. And if you want to see the power of God work, start on that one word, believe. Mm. And that releases Him. And He is free to take control of your life. I just want to share something here, a scripture in Psalm 18. It says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity you show integrity. To the pure you show yourselves pure. But to the crooked you show yourselves shrewd. Doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what your thoughts are. He loves you. He knows everything about you, and He chose to come and die just for you.
Amen.
And He would have come just from you if nobody else existed. And all you have to do is say, I believe, Lord, and He will do the rest, and He will pour out His Holy Spirit, and then you will be hungry for more and more and more. Mm. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you were talking about what, because the Lord does meet us where we're at. Mm-hmm. And in my case, my life was a mess. An absolute mess.
Mine too, Karen. And,
yeah. But with me, I was looking for peace. Because, I mean, I was partying, I was doing all kinds of stuff I shouldn't have been doing, and I was absolutely lost, miserable, had no idea, what am I doing, why am I doing all these things? And someone had showed me the gospel tract, the four spiritual laws, and the one illustration in there was this circle that showed when you're in control of your own life, when you decide to do whatever you want, then everything is it like they had like all these little dots that represented stuff in your life. So everything was like all over the place, just confusing and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I identify with that. Mm-hmm. But they said, when you put Jesus on the throne, then the throne was in the center of that circle and everything revolved around that. And I just needed that one illustration to help me to see. And then the scripture in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And, you know, take my yoke upon you. It is, I mean, I'm like, okay, that's, I'm in. I'm in. At end, when I received Him and gave my life to Him,
so
I mean,
simple.
He just, boom, just
so
came in a big way. And I experienced peace, my whole, everything, my whole being. Peace.
Wow.
And I know, so He's so amazing. So whatever you have going on in your life, like Pam was saying, just ask Him. Ask Him to just reveal Himself and make Himself known to you. He's so desiring, because, you know, the Word says He stands at the door and He knocks. And if any man will open up that door, He'll come in. He won't force Himself in the door. He's not going to bust the door down to get into your life. He wants you to invite Him so that He can come in and sup with you. Hallelujah. Mm. And it's a good decision to open that door.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And like you said, it's just so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. Mm-hmm. Again, we always complicate it. Mm-hmm. We always make it harder than it is.
Yeah.
And we add all of these things to it. And it's like Karen said, Karen needed peace. And that one visual took her there.
Mm.
And He says, I am peace.
Mm.
Right.
And this world cannot offer you
that's right
peace the way that I can offer you peace.
And that scripture, I do like the fact that it is in the last book of the Bible, literally. It's towards the last pages of the Bible. At your very last minute, do not leave it to the last minute, but, you know, Jesus is not, you know, giving up on you until the last. Every moment of your life is relevant to accept him,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, well, I think I've shared my story of true salvation before. Mum used to send us to church, and if we went, you know, sometimes because there were three girls, we'd either take the offering money and go and buy ice cream or ice lollies and sit on the swings in the park and go back home an hour later, you know. But if we did go to the church when it was cold, you know, we'd go and sit on the back row. Growing up, until I'd always heard about Jesus. My mum had sung about Jesus. I knew the name Jesus. We had Bibles. We read them. And if anybody had said to me, you know, if you die, you're gonna go to heaven. Yeah, sure. No, no, no. And I did not realize this until I was about 30, and I was lying on a gurney in a hospital, bleeding to death. That's when I realized, you know, Jesus, nobody was with me, but that one name is one name I remembered as they were preparing me to operate on me, you know. And I remembered the name of Jesus, my mum's voice singing the name of Jesus. The nurses were crying, who was prepping me for the surgery. I thought, oh, maybe this is serious, you know. And I thought, okay, you know. And in my knowledge of Jesus, I just said, because they were trying to put the mask on me. In those days, they had the big black masks. You know, and they put that on you as the anesthesia. I pushed it away and I said, Jesus, you know, I actually said it with my lips, Jesus, if you can save me, save me.
Wow.
And that was it. They put the mask over my face. And when I woke up, everything was different.
Mm.
Everything was bright, shiny. Wow. It was like, oh.
Wow.
And I, you know, then there was a nurse beside me and she said, oh no, you've got to sleep. I said, no, I can't sleep. Can't you see? Look. Because everything was bright. So for me, it was a vision. It wasn't just an internal thing that I could feel.
Yes.
It was a visual.
Yes.
And I couldn't understand why nobody else could see it.
Wow.
And I was like, no, you've got to see. She said, go to sleep. No. Look.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, you know.
So,
wow. You know, all our stories, right, are just amazing. And, you know, I keep hearing, like, it gets us to the cross. Mm-hmm. Like, everything mm-hmm. takes us to the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, like that song, lead me to the cross, right? Mm-hmm. It's like it's so evident in our lives. Like, eventually, something or many things are going to lead you to that cross.
Amen.
It's the only doorway.
Jesus is
the only way,
Amen.
The only truth, and
Amen.
The only life. And, you know, like I said, there were so many things that took me to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I really feel to share as part of my testimony, and I could see it clearly now as I'm just sitting here and I'm just thinking back, like God is taking me back, was... the enemy was trying to give me the counterfeit and making the counterfeit so real to me.
Mm. Wow.
Hear me. And God saved me.
Mm.
God saved me from that. Wow. Doors were being open to the dark.
Mm.
You know, I was being told that I was going to be this medium. You know, let's go there, because there's a lot of witchcraft that's going on here.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sorry I'm like flipping the tables here, but, you know, there's a lot of things that look like Jesus, that feels like Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's called strange fire.
There you go.
It's in the scripture. But this strange fire was after my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was being pulled here and there. People were inviting me, you know, to spiritual stuff. But because I was marked by Him.
Amen.
Like since I was little,
Amen.
I was dreaming about God.
Amen.
And fighting Satan. I know it might sound crazy, but I'm sharing a part of my story because He's having me release it for Amen. Whatever reason. I don't know if you don't want the counterfeits.
Mm-hmm.
And He made it very clear to me in darkness. He allowed certain things to come my way to put fear in me, to say, no,
mm-hmm.
this is not.
Mm-hmm.
This is false. This is the counterfeit.
Mm.
And he met me with His true light. His true light.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And He pulled me out.
There you go.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in those places, by the way, they have Jesus there.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do. They have Jesus on the cross.
Mm.
They have Jesus in the baby as a baby. They do. And they recognize Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day that I gathered really short. I gathered with a group of women that wanted to take me in and kind of raise me up. And I remember in the middle of whatever was going on, I don't even know what it was. I was just there because he knew my heart was for Him.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for Him. Guys, someone is on listening has been looking for the real God.
Good.
And the enemy has told you,
Amen.
Go there.
It's here, it's in these places, listen. It's with that person, mm-hmm. it's with this religion, it's this with, you know, with this spiritual,
mm-hmm.
And listen to me, it's mm-hmm. not there.
Amen.
It's not there. And God was so good to me, just like God's very good to you.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of the ladies in that little group say, oh my goodness, God's with you. Now, mind you, I wondered why she said God is with me. I was like, well, who's with you? Like, I don't understand that. And she says, God is with you. And she told the other ladies, don't worry about her. God is with her. And she did say, in a couple of months and stuff, you'll be leaving and you'll be going up north. Because I was living in Miami at that time. And those words were true. I did move because God had my parents pick me up in a U-Haul truck and said,
Amen.
Goodbye.
Amen.
You're coming because I need to intervene right now.
Amen.
And then he showed me who he was.
Yeah.
And he showed me, mind you, what I was looking for. I was looking for a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. I was looking for an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me that in my sweet room. This is how I got saved. I mean, I went up in the church and, you know, said the prayer and everything. But how I really got saved was in my room when I was asking for Him to be real in my life. And in my sleep, as I was reading, you know, the Bible, and it didn't make any sense. I didn't feel anything. And in my sleep, I heard, I am that I am. I am who I say I am. And I didn't know anything in the Word like you, Pam, like you were saying. Mm. Nothing, nada, zilch. He said, I am who I say I am. I am that I am.
Mm.
And I woke up. I mean, it was ringing over and over and over.
Wow.
And He met me that way.
Wow.
And from that moment, I was Praise like, God. That's it. Amen. I know the real deal.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
So that call that I took, that was from our brother John. He's a good friend of the station. And he loves cats. So I just thought I'd add that in. But he was, you know, he's calling to say, he said, you know, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
You know, he's talking about that's where the real stuff happens when we're still, when we're still before God.
Mm. Wow.
And he was just very encouraged. He said he loves the program, loves listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's very encouraged. And John, we thank you for listening.
Yes.
We thank everybody else who listens that we never hear from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just, our prayer is that, you know, you're not hearing us, you're hearing
Amen.
The Lord.
That's
Amen.
Yes.
Collectively, you know, we each bring something different, but collectively, you know, our desire is for you to hear from the Lord for yourself and to draw near to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that intimate relationship more than you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
More. We always, there's always more.
Mm-hmm.
He has so much to offer us.
Ugh.
And Annette, when you were talking about recounting your life,
gosh,
I did that at one time. I mean, just a fleeting thought. I'm thinking, wow, I look back at all the stuff, you know, that God has taught me and
You know, we always talk about what he brought us through. Right. No, there's that, but then there's the stuff that you're like, oh, wow. You know, just like you're just celebrating all these different things that he's done. Hmm. And then it makes you want to stay so much more connected to him so that you will be able to do all the stuff that he's planning for your life.
Amen.
You know, I know I feel like I wasted a lot of years with stuff by not, maybe not acknowledging him. You know, a lot of times I think we think about the Lord and we talk to him in our mind, you know, but he wants to hear us verbally talking and, you know, communicating in that way. But he has so much for each one of us. And, you know, don't we want to fulfill his desire for our life?
Oh, yes.
You know, not what we desire. Oh, yeah, we want to, you know, want to be married, have kids, and have
there,
a nice home.
Go
you know, we can we can have those desires, but if our desire is for what he wants for us, you know, and where the we flip the script and look to him. And because it, like, I think that we're always wanting to do something. We feel like we have to do, do. But I think it was Joyce Meyer that said, we're not, we're believers. We believe, we do stuff, but we're believers before anything. So we believe and we receive and receive his love, receive everything that he has for each and every one of us. He curtailed, he curated our lives individually. So you're going to get exactly the things that are going to fulfill you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. One scripture I want to share as you wrap this up. If you're a Christian and you're not perfect and you're really upset because you're not perfect, here's the perfect scripture for you and for all those who are seeking to please God. It's in Psalm 73, verse 26. And remember this, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Your success as a Christian doesn't depend on you. It only depends on your yielding to him who will give you the strength to do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Praise Thank God. You, Lord. Praise God.
So we've got about a minute and a half or so. We haven't heard from the West in a moment.
Yeah. Okay.
In a minute. We haven't heard from her in a minute.
I'm just rejoicing and praising, you know, about the many different ways that Holy Spirit brings us to salvation.
Yes.
You know, because it is an individual thing.
Amen.
He knows that what will bring me in. I mean, literally, I was at the point of death. You know, I was dying, bleeding to death. So Nanette's was, you know, literally completely different. Thank you, Jesus, that it is an individual thing, you know, and that means nobody can take it away. Nobody can take that away from you. You know that you met Jesus and that you belong to him. And that's what you stand on. That's the rock on which you stand. That will, you know, see you through all the storms and everything else. And so, Lord, thank you. I pray everybody who's heard us today will say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Please be my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.